Leading the news, three young American men have described how they ran into the line of fire to prevent a mass shooting on a French train. It's emerged that the suspected jihadist gunman had already been flagged by intelligence services in four countries. One of the men who tackled him says they all acted simply on survival instinct.
Hiding or sitting back is not going to accomplish anything, and the gunman would have been successful if my friend Spencer had not gotten up. So I just want that lesson to be learned going forward in times of like terror like that, to please do something.
The Federal Treasurer will today renew the case for income tax relief funded by big cuts to spending. Joe Hockey says the government has no choice but to provide tax cuts for households which are being penalised by so-called racket creep. 11 people are now thought to have died in that air show tragedy in the UK on the weekend. The vintage jet crashed into a main road in West Sussex after failing to climb out of a loop. Incredibly, the pilot survived, but more bodies are still being recovered. And New South Wales authorities have decided to reopen all beaches at Port Macquarie this morning following the latest shark attack. A bodyboarder is recovering in hospital after he was bitten at Lighthouse Beach on Saturday.